We believe that the transfer sheet solves a lot of problems. Not only does it help the hygienist or the team member, you know, assistant too, that is using it, but it helps the doctors, again, prioritize where to go first for the more involved conversations, or maybe saving that for the end.
Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D Dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing.
Hi, everyone. I'm Meredith with 3D Dentist, and I am joined by the Aubrey of Sullivan Dental Partners. Welcome back to the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries. Today, we're going to talk about something that has been super controversial at some of our trainings.
So controversial.
Yeah. And it's going to be transfer sheets.
You made that intro so juicy.
Yeah.
It was like the suspense was just killing me.
Nobody thought I was going to say transfer sheets.
Nobody thought transfer sheets. What about the transfer sheets? Yeah. Where do we use them? Why? How do we use them? Why do we use them?
Why is it controversial?
Great question. So transfer sheets are something that I think help us just pass the baton within the office.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times the problem that we're trying to solve when we start hearing team members talk about, you know, radioing if they're using walkies for
That's
a hygiene exam.
More controversial, right?
Yeah, honestly. But I can't get a doctor to come for a hygiene exam. I mean, who doesn't struggle with that in an office? So I feel like that's a super common problem, is getting doctors to come for a hygiene exam. And then when they come, maybe the doctor's not feeling confident in, depending on the hygienist or assistant for the hygiene handoff or transfer. So I think transfer sheets really help with that.
Yeah. Or the doctor knowing where to go.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
So we can kind of talk about some ways that it organizes your thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the start of that handoff. And then when we talk about that handoff with the doctor, it gives the doctor a heads up. You mm-hmm. can explain some of those ways that it kind of gives the doctor a heads up where they're ready to, you know, walk into the room and know what they're about to look at, without going to their office and taking 10 minutes to look through all the photos,
x-rays,
and
pictures, x-rays. All the things.
Because there's nothing that drives me crazier when I'm like, hey, I'm ready for an exam. And they're like, okay, give me a minute. And I'm like, no.
But first, I have to go pee.
Yeah. Or let me go to my office. Like, I know what they're doing. They're going to look at the x-rays and the pictures and the notes. And I'm like, just come to me.
Yeah. Trust me, I've got this.
I will set you up. Like, just come to me. So if we're giving them that transfer sheet, you know, they can see, one, that their timing, if it's a lot of writing on there, like mm-hmm. they're probably going to be in my op for a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do we implement this? What does this look like? Because I think that's what the team members are like, oh, it's another thing, or it sounds like a lot, or where
we're already doing this. We use a sticky note.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Like, well, this is prettier than your sticky note, I promise.
Yeah.
But basically, it's a document that we have printed out. Sorry, it's one thing that we're not green on, but we have several copies made, and essentially the team member will sit down with the patient, do an interview with them, get to know them, figure out what's going on and what's making them tick, why they're here, and then essentially just go through taking the diagnostics in the first portion of their appointment and, again, gauging what the patient's priorities are. So after reviewing the photos and the diagnostics, just really trying to figure out what's the most important thing to the patient. And once they've gathered that information, that's the perfect opportunity. And most of the time we take notes, you know, when we're doing that anyways. But it's the best time to kind of jot everything down, get your thoughts in a row and organized. And then at that point, you're really taking the sheet physically. We get up, we leave the patient. We are not advocates for leaving the patient, you know, any more than you absolutely have to, but this is one of the times. And you'd take the sheet to the doctor that you think, you know, you need for the exam, and you would drop it in their operatory. And I think one important detail is that you get acknowledgement that it's been dropped. Mm-hmm. So you want the assistant to at least know, like, hey, it's there.
Yeah.
You don't want to just sit it in there if nobody's in the operatory.
Yeah. Right. Lock eyes.
Yeah. So make sure you get the head nod.
Yes.
And then what's nice is that that team member can then go back to finishing their cleaning or, you know, going back to chat with the patient if it's on the doctor side. And if they need a treatment coordinator, that's a great time to, you know, make a lap and also loop that team member in.
Or radio.
Radio, yeah. But then you can go back to really doing the rest of your appointment and your job with the patient. And so when these start to accumulate with the doctor, then that really helps them see, like, shoot, I need to start getting to a good stopping point. Yeah. And it, I think, gives them a chance to really gauge their own appointment and focus on their own timing. And when they start to see and go through these sheets, it helps them prioritize, who do I need to go to first?
Right.
Or who's going to take the longest, you know, in these exams?
Yeah.
So, you know, new patients versus recare patients.
Right. Yeah. And I think just a few of the things to give you guys an example of what's on these sheets. Mm-hmm. One is a pre-diagnosis. This may be, you know, something we've talked about, something we've given the patients a heads up for. We like to be the patient's advocate, right? So we like to let them know, hey, I typically see when Dr. So-and-so comes in, teeth like this, they typically say need something like a full coverage crown or something in that nature, but I'll have them take a look. We're setting them up for the procedure that the doctor is going to come in and diagnose, right? Mm-hmm. We also can put on there, if the patient is aware, so us sharing, you know, what we typically see, kind of look like we're looking out for them. We've made the patient aware. We've shown them they see the photos and go, oh gosh, that tooth looks really bad. You know, I can see where that crack is. And then we've also, if we've transferred our concern,
mm-hmm.
and that is huge. Like if the patient's aware and they're concerned and the doctor walks in, like they know that this is going to be a slam dunk. This is going to be easy. We're going to set them up. We're going to transfer them. The patient already knows what's going on. I just need you to walk in and confirm. Like,
yeah,
come do this for me real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a new patient exam. They don't know anything's going on. You know, that means this may not be treatment presentation today. There's a lot going on. And the patient's not aware. The patient's not concerned. Like this may need to be set up more like a planning appointment or something in that nature.
Or that's going to be a patient that we're going to scale back and focus on, you know, a quadrant of dentistry at a time versus presenting everything because they're not as motivated or ready to move forward at this point.
Yeah. And I think one of the, you know, things we mentioned is organizing your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And that transfer sheet, typically when the doctor walks back in, it's like the baton, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to hand that sheet back to you. So then you kind of have that to focus on to lead into the exam, to transfer them over to the patient in that handoff. And I think that's the nice thing about, you know, we've always called it the hygiene transfer sheet because mm-hmm. that's where it kind of started. Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, we could probably go on for days about how we use it throughout the whole practice.
Yeah. I mean consults, emergencies.
Even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely limiteds and emergencies,
mm-hmm.
Consults, but anything that you kind of need to pass off, whether you have to pass it off to the front, whether
the old school,
pass it off to the doctor.
The old school form was the routing slips.
Yeah.
You know, that's what
yeah.
all of the practice management softwares used to, they like you could print out a routing slip, but this is kind of the modern 3D routing slip, the transfer sheet, or we should just call it the 3D baton.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. But yeah, I think it's important to know that we're now calling this just a transfer sheet. A lot of times we still refer to it as the hygiene transfer sheet because it just rolls off the tongue because we're so used to it. We always like to make acronyms for everything. So it's always been the HTS, I guess. Now it's just the TS. But yeah, I mean, there's so many things that are on here, but it's also, you know, one thing we didn't mention, it's also for yourself, right? Like after you've seen 5 patients back to back and you haven't had a chance to breathe, and then you're going back to do all these notes, like it all runs together. Like, let's be honest, we all have been there. And so to have these transfer sheets to kind of use as like your cheat sheet,
mm-hmm.
we kind of say like they're like our notes cheat sheets. We mark off all the diagnostics that we took and the doctor, you know, the doctor sees that, but then we also have it to put in our notes later.
Yeah. And then too, if you are looping a treatment coordinator in at that point, that's a great place for them to also be taking notes and for them to see where the patient's head is at, what personal information may be going on. But one thing that I think is important to note is that these aren't sheets to replace the handoff in front of the patient. So what's super important is that even though we've given this information to the doctor, we still want the patient to feel heard and for us to to have that handoff in front of the patient with the doctor. So when the doctor comes into the room, it may look like, you know, hey, Meredith, this is Dr. Aubrey. Meredith just moved here from Raleigh, and she is loving Nashville. We've talked through her pictures, and she has been really wanting to look at getting veneers because she just wants a brighter, whiter smile. And so that's something that she's really interested in. I told her that you'd be happy to talk through what those options would look like. And so, I'm just going to let you take it from here.
Right.
And then that's a great handoff for the doctor to know, like, oh, shoot, she's ready to go and new to the area, and gave a little bit of, you know, personal info to build on. So,
and that she's ready.
Yeah.
She's looking for this. And a lot of times that's giving the patient the chance to say yes to the best. And that's all mentioned right there on that slip. But they're not going to walk in. And the doctor, you know, we tell them, like, not to walk in and mention anything we didn't mention in front of the patient. Because we don't want the patient to think we're going back to their office and talking about them or looking up their x-rays, you know.
Yeah.
I love when the doctor walks in and they're like, let's walk through, you know, your photos and x-rays together. And they're like, oh, Aubrey already walked me through them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, great. Well, gosh, what do they need me here for? Let me just look through and make sure I see what looks like I see exactly what she sees,
yep,
you know.
Yep, and yep.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? She's taking great care of you today. If you need anything, I'm here. But it sounds like you guys have everything, you know, taken care of. When it comes time to do your treatment, I'll be here when you're ready.
Yeah.
You know? And that's like, you couldn't ask for a better
transition.
And handoff. And it all started with that transfer sheet.
Mm-hmm. So we believe that the transfer sheet solves a lot of problems. Not only does it help the hygienist or the team member, you know, assistant too, that is using it, but it helps the doctors, again, prioritize where to go first for the more involved conversations, or maybe saving that for the end, and then also looping the treatment coordinator in. So it's helping the team as a whole just stay on the same page and make sure that all of the conversation is really fluid for the patient, and so that the patient isn't having to repeat information that they may or may not want to have to repeat.
Yeah.
So I think it solves a lot of problems and kills a lot of birds with one stone.
Yeah. I love that one. And also this is for you. You know, a lot of times we're like, oh, it's more, you know, like you mentioned, it's more work. But I think this is one of those like hacks or cheats that is just for you at the end of the day. So if you're not using a transfer sheet, if you're not using a radio, I think we could do a whole podcast on radios.
Oh, heck yeah.
And communication within the practice. But I think this is kind of like our silent communication, especially on those days where you're just like, you know, take it, come in, I'm ready for you. And it's just so smooth. It really all stems from that transfer sheet.
So. Yeah.
Well, we are recording today in Nashville, Tennessee. We just wrapped up a office leader training site visit. We had a great turnout. A good time. So if you're not a part of, you know, if you want to get into the 3D Dentist fold, you want to see what it's all about, a great way to get into that, we have an annual 3D Growth Summit. And that would be coming up next year, May 1st and 2nd, 2025. You heard it here first of when that is. So put that on your calendar and save the date. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. And don't forget to keep flossing and stay bossing.